Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and this is the weekend edition. In today's episode, we're going to take a little departure from our normal weekend edition. We're going to focus on something that I believe is of paramount importance in today's environment. But first, a thank you to our sponsor. The Real Estate Espresso Podcast is brought to you by International Coffee Farms. Based in Boquete, Panama, International Coffee Farms owns and operates 10 specialty coffee farms. These farms are subdivided into half-acre parcels, many of which are available to people interested in owning offshore real estate. These can be purchased for as little as $18,000. Your land will be managed on your behalf and will produce cash flow in perpetuity. I've got to know the principals of International Coffee Farms over the last several years, and they run a quality operation. Have a listen to episode 121 with CEO and founder, Mr. David Sewell, where we talk about investing in coffee farmland as a safe and diversified offshore investment. To find out more, visit internationalcoffeefarms.com. That's internationalcoffeefarms.com. We are back. On today's show, we're going to talk about how to plan your financial future in the presence of growing uncertainty. Even if we look out only 12 months, which frankly is not that far in the future, there are a number of important questions that don't have a clear answer. Will the exchange rate between the US dollar and China remain the same as today over the next year? If the dollar strengthens, will Chinese imports be more or less expensive? Will the proposed tariffs still be in place? Will there be new or even higher tariffs? How will that impact the cost of construction and the cost of building maintenance? Will other countries use interest rates to influence currency valuation and therefore balance of trade? How will the stalled trade discussions between Canada and the U.S. affect the cost of softwood lumber, which have seen a 25% increase just since March of this year? And will current higher construction costs persist, or will they settle back to historic levels, or maybe even go higher? How do you even budget a construction project that's going to take 18 months to complete in today's increasingly uncertain environment? Will suppliers quote higher future prices just to be safe? And will the Fed see increases in prices as inflationary and therefore raise interest rates even faster than previously forecast? Could you handle the increased interest rates? The fact is, nobody can accurately answer any of these questions with any degree of certainty. So how do you plan in today's environment? My recommendation is that you spend considerable time remodeling your projects and perform sensitivity analysis to a number of these variables. You want to make sure that your projects are strong enough to be resilient in the face of some of these financial headwinds. If interest rates go up, will you still meet your debt coverage ratio? If construction costs increase 5 or 10%, will your project still be viable? If you have to change the equity to debt ratio in the project, maybe to a more conservative ratio, is your project still viable? One of the consequences of today's highly competitive environment is that there's a lot of competition for a small number of properties. People are paying crazy high prices, and profit margins have been reduced to what I consider to be dangerous levels. I also believe that increased competition is not a good enough reason for you to lower your standards. The only consequence of lower financial standards is increased risk to you, to your projects, and to your investor capital. Performing sensitivity analysis will show you what you can safely handle in terms of changes to prices or changes to the cost of capital. You might not be a spreadsheet wizard, but as a real estate investor, a developer, or a syndicator, you need to get past any of those financial analysis limitations that you might be feeling. Telling your investors that you lost their money because you don't know how to use a spreadsheet won't be an acceptable answer. If that's not your skill, make sure you get access to those skills. Whether you hire them, subcontract the analysis work, or bring the talent into your core team. Having that skill is of paramount importance, especially in today's uncertain environment. So as you're thinking about that, get really comfortable with your Excel spreadsheet. Meantime, have a great rest of your weekend. Make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.